Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's been a minute since you've been on here.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I was told to just sit out on this one.
Really?
Nah, I know my baby wouldn't do that to me.
No, I just wanted to, like, just tap in and just, like, you know, get to have some interviews with individuals and stuff like that to tap back into my zone. But I definitely was not telling you to sit nothing out. You didn't even have time anyways.
Yeah, I know. But I'm back, baby.
Okay. So, I'm going to be real with you. Let's just get the fuck into it because it seems like everybody is talking about this shit. So let me take a sip of my Gatorade. Hold on.
Me too.
Okay. So this whole fucking situation with the Joe Budden podcast, him firing Rory, because he really didn't fire Maul. He told Maul, like, he said that he could come back, like, once they have, like, a conversation about it. But
yeah,
the nigga basically put Rory on Front Street and, you know, fired him. And honestly, I'm going to be honest, like, I understand where Joe's coming from. However, after listening to, you know, their response, it's like, okay, I feel like everybody is wrong in the situation. That's number one. And honestly, number two, everybody keeps fucking talking about it's not about money. Get the fuck... Okay.
Get the fuck out.
All right, Star. Okay. Okay. So, anyway, let me... Hold on. Nah. So, I don't know where, like, my man is from. Like, I know where he's from for real, but, like, I don't know where he's from. He never heard that. Like, he never heard that. That's the OG term. Get the fuck out of here.
Come on,
and some
man.
People even put the emphasis on the fluck.
Yeah, that shit sound corny.
Nigga. Okay, let me make this fucking clear. I'm not going around saying get the fluck out of here. That's number one, so you need to stop.
I'm not saying that's what
you need
doing.
To stop. No, because he's insinuating that shit is corny. But once upon a time, it was the lingo. And if you know, you know. If you was outside, then you know.
Yeah, well, I ain't know.
You wasn't outside.
Yeah, I guess so. I was in them computers cracking.
I'm gonna sip some Gatorade because right now, really? This the... I can't. You gonna have me say your real name? I wonder how many times on the podcast I said your name. We gotta look into that.
Yeah.
We gotta look into that. Javi, like, we gotta look into that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah. So how you feel about that situation? Because, you know, he's the number one fan of the Joe Budden podcast.
Right now, I don't know if I can say I'm a fan, you know. Like, I really like the podcast. I love the energy. You know, and a lot of people have the same sentiment as me. They say that, you know.
What the fuck was that? Something just fell in the background. Go ahead.
But they say that, you know, the chemistry is amazing. The way these guys, you know, deliver one by one. It's a great podcast. But this shit, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I like Messi, but this is just a lot. It's a lot. And I don't know whose side I'm on because, you know, one second I'm like, yeah, Joe is right in doing this. And then on the other side, I'm like, oh, Joe's moving funny. Something sound crazy. I don't know how 400 bands get missing or, you know. But all I'm trying to say is it's a lot. And then the only thing I really like about this shit is academics.
No, hold on. So y'all don't understand. So my husband, he be keeping me like in the loop because he know like I'm not used to being on the internet for real. Mm-hmm. So he put me on to all the comments. If you know what comments is, then it is what it is. All the bacchanal, all right? So all the makowin, okay? So anyway, this nigga puts me on to DJ Academics. So mind you, like one of my homeboys or whatever that I used to do music with, he's the first person that actually introduced me to into like about the Joe Budden podcast and Academics. So anyway, long story short, my husband has me listening to the podcast when we be in the car driving, right? So at first I used to be like, turn that shit off. And now I be like, hold on, what's happening? What's happening? So he put on DJ Academics, and when I tell you I fell in love because this nigga got all the comments. And he actually made me start looking at Rory and Malt different.
Yo. Yo, worker!
Like, he, Academics, I'm sorry. Like,
Mealy Ball and Rory.
Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like,
oh, man.
It's when he breaks down the detail to what's going on. Cause aside from the comments, I understand like his business mindset, the way he talks about stuff like that, it's very admirable. Like, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Admirable. Anyway.
You just said it wrong that time.
No, I didn't. Admirable. The other time I was like, boo. It was a little bit more admirable. Anyways, so why you just have me say it like, you see how he be doing his wife? Come on, man. Come on. What happened? Oh, so anyway, but yeah. I'm mad we took a pause like that. I'm not fucking with you. Only if y'all know what we be going on. Why am I stuttering? I said be going on. Only if y'all know what goes on behind the scenes of the podcast. You know, I'm going to get back on the academic shit, but I really need to address this. We was actually supposed to do visuals.
Yeah.
We should start for the summertime.
Yeah, we should start. We should start. We'll definitely start, actually. And, you know, we're going to try to see what we can, you know, because we want it to be, you know, I know she, you know, she stressed this. She wants it to be nice and cool and just loungy and just relaxing, you know, nothing too crazy or whatnot. So, you know, we're going to make it in a way so that, you know, you can catch the vibe while we on it. And, you know, while we're talking about future plans, should we tell them what we're doing?
No.
After this one?
No. Hell no. Anyways, Chatty Patty over here. No. Not yet. You got to keep it in the tuck. No. You know why? Because let me tell y'all something real quick. I'll be on Instagram and I'm new to all of this Instagram stuff, okay? So I be on Instagram and stuff like that. But you know what? I'm starting to feel a way. So I'm not really going to... No. When you know, you know. When you know, you know. You, on the other hand, should have never said anything. But it's all good because you said nothing.
Yeah.
You said a lot, but you said nothing. So it doesn't matter. But let's get back into what I was saying about Academics. So besides that, like, yeah, you know, he has like a good business mindset and stuff like that. And when he breaks things down, it's just like, okay, I could respect what he did from his situation and making it something extremely lucrative. However, I do think he's a con. But he be speaking facts, though. So you gotta respect it. Because at first, I swear, I'm like, Academics, he's corny. Like, you could tell he's not like that. But when he be talking his shit, you know he wouldn't say that in niggas' faces. That's number one. But it's, fuck that. It don't even have nothing to really do with that to me. All jokes aside, because I live for the comments. I love it. But it's because when he actually breaks down actual business situations and scenarios, that should be having you like, like, I feel you, like, and it's just like, okay, like, it drives you into something else, so you have to have respect for academics, like, yeah. You have to. So then when you have two people and he breaks down the situation that is not doing what he's doing, but talking about it, like, if they doing what he's doing, I started looking at Rory and more fucked up. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest.
And you know, let's actually go back a little bit. Let's go back a little
Don't go back too far, because you know, like, I just started, like,
No. We ain't going too far. Let's just go back to this nigga dropping something off at this nigga crib, and then he finally posting the shit last week.
Hold on. Because we was just talking about this, the Mazda.
So he pulled up in a Mazda to academic's crib and dropped off a card, a Hallmark card, as academics called it.
And was it Hallmark?
Yeah, it was a Hallmark card.
Okay.
And it says, you know, this shit says "Sincerely, Stooge." And that's what academics call Rory and Maul. So I guess that he got him on 4K on camera, dropping off a letter in front of the crib and then blaming it on his wifey's friends or whoever. He said they got Guyanese killers.
Yeah, he said that.
He said,
but isn't she Jamaican?
I think she's Guyanese.
I don't know.
But yeah, she got Guyanese killers and shit like that. And put his whole, his wifey all on forefront.
I feel like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like with that whole situation, cause I know me and you had talks from how he used to be talking on some episodes before everything. And I'm like, is this nigga still with his girl? Like, because it's no way you would have been talking this type of way and shit is going. But that's neither here nor there. It's about him allegedly going to academics' house.
Mm-hmm.
And dropping off a card. Like, what? Why would you even do? Like, first of all, academics talks about how he got all this money, and he probably does. Like, I'm not saying that he don't have this money, but why don't you live in a gated community where people can't even come to your fucking house?
Yeah.
Like, that's not even happening, because they have to come in through with a code.
I'm sure Jersey got a couple of those.
I'm just saying.
You know,
this is what I'm thinking about. I'm not saying Jersey doesn't have gated communities. I'm saying, though, in general, I feel like for a man at his stature, why are you still living where somebody can come up to your door?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Unless he does live in a gated community and mm-hmm. this nigga found his way in some way or somehow. You understand what I'm saying? It's just me thinking out loud. But Rory should have never even went to this nigga's house and dropped off no card and do no fucking corny ass shit about that. Talking about Stooge. Like, you're doing too much at this point. Like, I'm going to be honest. The way that this nigga be violating them, though, come on.
But that's the reason why he really started going in on them full time, is because the nigga went and dropped the shit off at his crib. And then he took that as, oh, all right, you want to pull up to my crib and start this shit?
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna be on your head top forever.
Yeah.
So, and then if you actually think about it, if academics didn't start going in on Rory, they wouldn't probably not be in this whole situation, because academics got this nigga start checking to see, oh, I'm a worker. No, I'm not a worker. I can show you. And he probably looking like, oh, yeah,
I'm a worker. But so, that's, you absolutely right about that. But you know what? At the end of the day, from the outside looking in, because in all actuality, of course, maybe academics has more intel, but just from us just being regular people that's not in the industry and is looking at these things from the, you know, from the outside in, it's like you really did set the tone, because like you just said, Rory probably was like, yeah, this nigga talking mad shit, I'm about to show him. And then you're fishing and you're fishing and you're fishing and you can't get nothing. Come to find out now, because they made their response, that they didn't get a salary, yeah, a full-time salary. They basically got percentage. So whether they made a lower percentage or a higher percentage, that's where the question is. I don't know about all that money, though. You think that's real?
About the 400?
Yeah. You think it's real?
Well, Rory, one thing, Rory, you know, I'm not going to believe everything that each party says, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a glimpse of what I really believe. I believe more when he said the whole shit about his crib shit, about being at Joe's crib. I believe him when he started talking about, like, nigga, I was good. I didn't need to be at your crib, and we was doing this shit together. It was not me being at your crib. It was like a roommate situation together type shit. That I believe him on that part. As far as Rory, when Rory was talking about that $400,000, and he said that he shot back that accounting company an email, and they said yes, it was a mistake. And he said that he has these alleged emails that saying, oh, that is wrong and this and that and blah, blah. He said he has those same exact emails. So I don't know. I believe him on that. And for that $400,000 thing, if they both are talking about this whole $400,000 and they really trying to pursue this and push this, I do think that, you know, something was wrong with the 400,000. Something was up with that. Because Joe did say, sorry if I'm cutting you off. Joe did say something about, you know, he had to come out of pocket when he had to pay Spotify on that tour. When they went on a tour for year two,
they went
of
over budget, so he had to end up paying them.
He had to pay Spotify money out of pocket. So who knows if this is probably around the time out of pocket.
I don't know. I feel like when it comes down to business of any sort, you can do business with friends, but I feel like you and that person have to be on the same timing. Because you can be dedicated to want to do business with somebody, and that person will only try to snake you. That person will only try to take your ideas and attempt to create something else. But if you find like-minded individuals who really want to do something, show it. You gotta show it. Like, you know, in this situation, like I said, I really don't know what's going on. It's just the drama, and that's the only reason why I'm really on my platform talking about it, because me and my husband been talking about this for days now, and I'm like, you know what? I need to put something out there. Let's just do an episode. Let's just talk about it. I feel like it's very important for people to understand who you're dealing with, because if you don't know who you're dealing with, and it comes to where shit hits the fan and motherfuckers got fucking ammunition for you, it's all smoke then.
Yep.
It's all smoke. Because let me tell you something. Friendship is smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
You really know when you have a friend when it's all fucking said and done. You always know when you have somebody right by your side when it's all fucking said and done, because everybody will be like, oh yeah, everything is all peaches and cream. Don't be down and be trying to say that shit, because let me tell you something. That's another thing. Also, motherfuckers be up. You don't hear from them. They don't. Oh, but guess what though? When they down, they want to come around. They want to know what's tea.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No. It can't be like that. I've always been the type, listen, hey everybody, let's have fun. Let's hang out. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I'm showing love. And at the end of the day, I'm being stabbed left and right in the fucking back. So I always come on here and I always say, I'm only speaking from my point of view. It's my platform. My husband and I, we share this. I can say whatever the fuck I want to say on here. He can say whatever the fuck he want to say on here.
Yeah.
Because it's ours. So know who the fuck you're dealing with.
Can I ask you a question, Bae?
Yeah.
Joe Budden said something in his whole thing when he was talking about them. He said that
on the live or
not on the live. We're gonna get to the live though, because him apologizing kind of is pushing me on the Rory and Maul side, because it seemed like they said too much for him to be apologizing and shit like that. But we're gonna get to that later. My question was, you know, Joe said, me and Maul been through everything together. The only thing that we haven't done together is broke bread.
Mm-hmm.
How important is breaking bread in a friendship?
I'm gonna be real with you. I feel like it's extremely important, but it's not the main thing. I feel like when it comes down to a situation where you vibing and you and your partner or you and your friend, are sharing ideas and everything sounds so good and dandy that it's like, yeah, oh yeah, I'm gonna fuck with that shit. Oh yeah, yeah. Like, oh yeah, let's link, let's do this. But when it comes down to it, you're not bringing shit to the table. Nothing. The conversation changed when the actual project is ready to be projected. It's a different tune for most. It's a different fucking tune. I feel like if you speak to somebody that's like, listen, oh, this is what you want to do? Oh my God, you know what? I know somebody who does that. If I put this together and you put this together, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
Cause
for
what?
Most, like I said, that conversation goes from that to, listen, I got my bottle.
Mm.
Oh, where? Let me get some. Where is I have my bottle too?
How about we can get mad bottles together?
Oh! You wanna know something that's mad fucking crazy? No funny shit? No fucking funny shit? I'm not going to talk about the situation on here, but you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And you know I wasn't even identifying that. You know that?
I could see. And when I seen how surprised you were when I said that, I was just like,
I'm not even going to talk about that because
we're not going to talk about the situation, but the point still stands.
The point still stands. And like my husband said, imagine if we all got bottles together. But that's neither here nor there. Everybody want a piece, but nobody want to fucking do anything for it.
And this is not me coming at y'all, but for the listeners that listens literally, bottles don't have to be bottles. Bottles don't have to mean bottles. If everybody pitch into something, whether it's a trip, whether it's a bottle, whether it's a housing project, whether it's anything like that.
But we already made it clear that it was just a scenario. It was just just us talking about it. It's just using an example. So I don't give a fuck who listens to it literally or not. I really honestly do not give a fuck. I'm going to be honest. I just don't. At the end of the day, I'm going to make this very loud and fucking clear. Whoever knows I fuck with them, you know. If I don't fuck with you, trust and believe, you know I don't fuck with you. It's fucking obvious. And I show a lot of people love who I don't need to show love to. But you know what? At the end of the day, it is what the fuck it is. Because I genuinely have a good heart. But there's a lot of people I don't owe shit to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just leave it like that. I mean, and drink my Gatorade.
You want to end it off on that note or?
Do business with people. Hold on. Do business. Nah, let me stop.
Go ahead.
I'm not doing that. On a serious note, let me stop being a dickhead. Okay. At the end of the day, we all have an intuition or a gut feeling, so to speak. You know what works for you and what don't work for you. You know who works for you and who don't work for you. You know who's genuine and who's not genuine. So we all have to pick and choose. And sometimes it's really hard for us to let go of the things that we want to be a part of. But at the end of the day, when your back's against the wall and you can't do anything about it, you have to walk away. You have to, because then it's going to be a pattern and it's just going to be happening over and over and over again. So I'm not saying you can't do business with friends or family, but you just got to know don't let that title make you want to be like, oh yeah, because that's my man's. Oh yeah, that's sis. That's the only reason. Learn that person as a human being to see. Like, learn them. Don't let the title make you be like, oh yeah, no. Learn them.
Yeah.
But this was Talk with Torch. Later.
Deuces.